ways. For NPR News, I'm Sam Greenglass in Atlanta.
And you're listening to NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. A suspect is in custody after firing shots at law enforcement officers on a busy highway north of Kansas City. KCTV reports that drivers were warned to avoid portions of southbound Interstate 35 and US 69 around 7:30 last night. No officers returned fire and no injuries were reported as a result. The threats of school violence that put districts across the state on alert earlier this month have tapered off. As Jody Fortino reports, schools are now thinking about what else they can do to keep kids safe.
John Calver is the head school safety specialist for the Kansas Department of Education. He said the state has seen an uptick in social media threats. Kansas requires schools to conduct at least 3 crisis drills every year to ensure they have response plans and training for staff and students.
It's hard to say after tragedies is that our schools really are the safest place our kids are going to be that day. But it doesn't mean that we take these threats lightly. It doesn't mean we take these incidents lightly.
Calvert encouraged residents to report threats, but asked them not to reshare the post on social media. I'm Jody Fortino.
Police in a small town near Wichita have identified a child whose body was found earlier this month. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that police in Rose Hill were called to a residence on an unrelated matter where they found the remains of Kennedy Jean Schroer. Police believe she died in November 2020 when she was 6 years old. No arrests have been made in the case.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Carnegie Corporation of New York, working to reduce political polarization through philanthropic support for education, democracy, and peace. More information at carnegie.org. This is NPR.
Partly cloudy skies throughout the KPR listening area this morning, becoming partly sunny as the day goes on. Highs today in the mid-80s. Winds from the north, 10 to 15 miles per hour, with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Sunny for tomorrow with highs in the lower 80s. It's 64 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Thank you so much, Dame Maggie. And you're listening to NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting the Broadway musical Dear Evan Hansen, Tuesday, October 1st, 7:30 p.m., about a high school student who always feels like he's on the outside looking in. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Saturday morning. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, every year, hundreds of artists compete to have their paintings of ducks and waterfowl featured on U.S. postage stamps. Just ahead, we'll hear the story behind the enduring popularity of the duck stamp. That and much more in the next 40 minutes of Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Community Village Lawrence, providing seniors with pre-approved, vetted volunteers for transportation, home maintenance, technical support, and more. Details at communityvillagelawrence.org.
105 Live is a brand new contemporary music series that showcases the best new and notable music from all 105 counties in Kansas, with live in-studio sessions, interviews, concert listings, and more. It's the place to learn about homegrown music coming out of the Sunflower State. Join host Nick Carswell for 105 Live, beginning next Saturday, October 5th at 5 p.m. on KPR1. Partly sunny skies today with highs in the mid-80s. Sunny for tomorrow, highs in the lower 80s. It's 63 in Lawrence, 63 in Manhattan. This is KPR.
Support for NPR.
Weekend Edition is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Like a story you heard on this or another NPR program? Share it with a friend at npr.org. While there, you can also hear stories you missed, enjoy expanded content, or connect to your favorite member station.
This is NPR News.
This weekend marks the 100th anniversary of the first ever round-the-world journey by aircraft. After 6 months flying from spot to spot around the globe, planes made of wood and fabric touched down in their final destination.
It really is Seattle's best-kept secret in aviation.
But a secret no more. This year, Seattle is hosting a centennial celebration to mark the achievement. That's on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas Book Festival, September 28th at Washburn University in Topeka, featuring author panels, live music, food trucks, exhibitor tents, and kids' activities. Open to the public. Details at kansasbookfestival.com.
Speaking of books, at a Tony apartment building on one of the most prestigious streets in New York City, residents go in, residents go out, and their doorman sees it all. Just ahead, we'll hear from Stefan Bruno. He's the author of Building Material, The Memoir of a Park Avenue Doorman. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR. Partly sunny skies today with highs in the mid-80s. Winds from the north 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour today. It's 68 degrees in Lawrence, 68 in Topeka.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of...
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting the Broadway musical Dear Evan Hansen, Tuesday, October 1st, 7:30 p.m., about a high school student who always feels like he's on the outside looking in. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
Coming up next here on KPR, it's NPR's News Quiz. Wait, wait, don't tell me. We'll also have the latest news from NPR coming up. Stay with us. Partly sunny skies today, highs in the mid-80s. It is a beautiful day for the Kansas Book Festival, underway right now at Washburn University in Topeka. It's 68 degrees in Topeka, 68 here in Lawrence. The time is 10 o'clock.
From USPS.com/advantage.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Partly sunny skies today, highs in the mid-80s. Winds from the north, 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusts up to 25 miles per hour today. It's 68 in Lawrence, 70 degrees in Manhattan. This is KPR.
The following program was taped in front of an audience of